given that you were 2-0 up, Peter, you'll consider that 2 points dropped?
Oh, sort of shadow of a doubt. We went 2 up and we were fairly comfortable then, we just usual. Just shot ourselves in the foot with just giving away a sloppy goal, just to make it 2-1 and give them an incentive then to go and still chase it, rather than if we didn't again capitalise on the chances that we had and could have put it further to bed, but we paid the ultimate penalty then, conceding a second then.
Yeah, those two goals that you give away, I mean, you'll be disappointed at them, Peter. There were different goals, but that second one in particular, you were literally screaming at your defenders to close them down.
Well, I mean, you can't legislate we give away the ball in the middle of the park, and the young forward then allowed to run 30, 40 yards unchallenged, basically, you know, even a wee bit more even streetwise in terms of you foul them and take your foul and sort of get on with it, and we just let him run unchallenged, and he was able to had a shot off again. I mean, it's just schoolboy stuff.
Yeah, and the heads were down, Peter. I mean, you were looking for a response, but it just didn't come.
Yeah, well then, as you say, we felt a wee bit sorry for ourselves then, and that's obviously the confidence is a wee bit low given the last few results and that. So I mean, they're wallowing their own pity at the moment, which we can't afford to do. We have to get up and get on with it. But I mean, just even the final 20 minutes or whatever, but even so, throughout the game, our final ball was very, very poor. We had a number of chances in great areas, and then the final ball was just shocking, to say the least, you know. And the worst about it is we've been working on getting crosses in the box all week in training, and you wouldn't have thought that, looking by the performance.
Yeah. And in the first half for so long, Harps had played so well, got themselves in front through Keith Cowan, added a second with Michael Funston's goal. So, I mean, it was looking good at that stage.
It was looking good, as I say, but again, we just shot ourselves in the foot then. But I mean, there was, first half particularly, there was a lot of pauses. We played some decent football and we got it down and we created numerous chances. But that's, we were just sort of speaking of the bench, if we don't take these chances, they can come back and haunt you. And that was the nature of the Salt Hill game and the Waterford game as well. We didn't take our chances when they were presented and we got punished.
Yeah. On the plus side, and I mean, you're grasping at straws, you've put this run of defeats, brought it to an end, in a way, with that point tonight, so maybe you can bring it on from here.
Well, that's it. I suppose every unbeaten run has to start somewhere, and hopefully this is, as you say, the point that sort of maybe kick-starts it, but obviously it'll still feel like a defeat, given that we conceded 2 goals. But we have to look forward now to the Longford game. It's a massive game for us again here at home, and it'll be a big challenge, but I'm sure the players will need no motivation to play Longford.
Yeah, and worryingly, a couple of your guys were forced off tonight because of injuries. Probably too early to know just the extent of them, Peter, but I mean, that's not something you need at this stage.
No, it's very disappointing. We actually just made our second substitution, and two boys almost simultaneously sort of went down injured. Tommy McMonagall and Michael Funston. Funston's hamstring injury. So the initial diagnosis is he's sort of done his hamstring, so again, you could be talking weeks. And Tom McMonagall, unfortunately, has hurt his foot that he had problems with initially in the start of the season. So again, we'll just have to assess it over the week, but hopefully it's not too bad.
I suppose that allows me to ask the next question, Peter. I mean, what's the situation with your squad? You are looking to add. You tried to get a striker, and that didn't work out. But I'm sure you're still chasing new faces.
Yep, we are chasing new faces, but obviously the finances aren't there to go chasing too far. We have signed young Pat McCann, American lad, who's been up training with us the last 2 weeks. So he's signed now, central midfielder, strong, powerful footballer. So we're glad to get Pat on. He's been looking impressive in training. So hopefully he's not the last of them.
And I mean, at this stage of the season, Peter, I mean, where is that, like, mentally? I mean, can you still challenge for promotion, or are you dropping too many points to be keeping in touch?
No, we're certainly still in the hunt. I mean, but it's imperative we start putting a run together sooner rather than later, because the opportunities are sort of dying fast. So I mean, it's important that we start, as I say, building upon momentum, and then you never know. In this league, a run of wins can take you right up back up at table. So the playoff spot certainly still attainable.
And we've said it before, Longford will come here, a team that Harps have this good record against this season. So you'll be looking for a third 1-3 games against the league leaders?
Yep, no, we have, as you say, a good record against them, so we won't fear them as such. We look forward to it. It'll be a different challenge, but it's one hopefully the boys can lift themselves for. Well, they certainly need to.